The figures released by the Tianjin FTZ Commission show that over the past 3 months, the pilot free trade zone, which is still under construction, has managed to attract 7,053 new players. At the same time, Jiang Guangjian, deputy director of the Tianjin FTZ Commission, says a lot of foreign cash is making its way into the free trade zone.
In the first half of the year, 218 projects were created here. The number of companies in the zone has increased over 110%, and the registered capital has shot up by 182%. Though the number of foreign companies accounts for only 4% of the total, their registered capital makes up 37%. This proportion is the highest one among the three new FTZs in China.We feel this shows the foreign invested projects in Tianjin are of high quality.
Canadian aviation giant Bombardier plans to inject $30 million into Tianjin to set up a business jet maintenance center, which will be the first of its kind in China. On top of this, Airbus is establishing its new A330 completion and delivery center in Tianjin. It's being built alongside the existing A320 plant,and will be tasked with finishing the interiors of the A330s, as well as sales. It's expected to be operational in late 2017, with the first planes to be moved out in early 2018. Liu Jinzhou, deputy director of the Tianjin Bonded Zone Commission, says the new Airbus investment will make Tianjin more influential in the aviation industry.
The completion and delivery center for the Airbus A330 is the biggest project connected to Sino-European Aviation Corporation since the establishment of the Airbus A320 assembly line. Tianjin is set to become only the world's fourth production center for both single and dual-channel airplanes, behind only Toulouse, Hamburg and Seattle.
Meanwhile,Liu Chunyu with the Tianjin Administration of Culture, Radio, Film and TV says a number of foreign entertainment companies are already showing increasing interest in Tianjin.
Foreign invested entertainment agencies will be able to set up in Tianjin after getting the proper national approvals. This should attract more international performances to Tianjin and promote the cultural sector of the city. Previous limits on foreign investment in the entertainment sector have been cancelled. Joint ventures and wholly owned foreign entertainment companies are now allowed in the FTZ.
Meanwhile,In an effort to try to attract even more foreign investment, the new three FTZs in Tianjin, Fujian and Guangdong are also streamlining their investment procedures to make it easier for even more sectors to invest in their cities. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.